You know what we do? We go through things and they're painful and we don't take the opportunities and we weren't there like we should have been there. And we go back and say things that make absolutely no sense, like, if I knew then what I know now. You didn't. But now you do. And now you've got different wisdom. Right now in this moment, you've got wisdom from that painful experience. You've got wisdom from that dumb decision. So I was talking to one of my good friends the other day, and he was beating the crap out of himself. Not you, it was somebody else. You were doing it too, but this was another conversation. I've noticed a lot of people are doing this lately. And he was saying, I should have done it different. I would have done it different. I could have done it different. I could have, I would have, I should have. I hadn't done it different. And I said, you would have, and you will. But don't judge yesterday's decisions with today's wisdom. That's only going to paralyze you, and the momentum of shame will carry you to an even deeper place of despair. How many have experienced this? The momentum of saying, I said to my friend, I said, you are literally, this was a deep pain. This was not what he wished he would have bought $2,000 of Zoom stock at the beginning of the pandemic. This was much deeper than that. I said, you would have done it different and you will do it different, but you are using today's wisdom as a weapon to beat yourself up for yesterday's decisions. And God doesn't want you to do that. Because in the wisdom of God, he chose you, knowing that you would do something dumb. Do you believe that? I want to help you believe that. And I want to help you from Luke chapter 5, verse 3, where the Bible says that Jesus saw at the water's edge. Isn't that a beautiful image? I'm on the edge. I could do it this way. I could do it that way. I'm making a decision. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon. He hadn't even changed his name yet, but he chose his boat. That's his old name. He hadn't even grown yet. He hadn't even done anything right yet. In fact, we find out later in this story that Peter said, I'm a sinful man. Go away from me, Lord. Some of you have been doing that. Not me, Lord. Not me, I'm not a good person. Not me, I'm not a good parent. Not me, I'm dumb. I don't know what I'm doing. Not me, anybody but me. That's what Peter said. But put the verse back up because this was the revelation I got. That Peter's destiny didn't begin with Peter's decision.
Thank you, Lord.
It said that there were two boats. That means Jesus chose. You see? This is a fishing village. There's way more than one boat available. And how did he choose it? I wonder, did he go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo? I'm picturing Jesus, right? I'm picturing Jesus is choosing. Whose boat do I want to preach from? I'm launching a ministry. Not only am I launching a boat, I'm launching a movement. I'm launching the gospel. I'm launching the word. Whose boat? Here's a boat. There's a boat. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a disciple by his boat. And I felt like God was saying, I knew what was in Peter when I got in his boat. He got in your boat. The one he knew where I was broken when he got in my boat. He knew what I didn't know when he got in my boat. He knew where I would fail when he called me to follow. So it wasn't my decision that started this. He got in the boat. See, we thought it started when Peter let down the nets. No. We thought it started when Peter let out a little from the shore. No. You thought it started when you were born. No. He said, before you were born, I formed you. I knew you. I knew the good stuff, the funky stuff, the weird stuff, the perverted stuff, the twisted stuff, the genetic stuff. I knew your dumb stuff, and I got in your boat. Because it's you I called, and it's you I chose, and I know whose boat I'm stepping in. See, the momentum depends on who made the decision. And if you think you chose God, then it is dependent on you. But when you get a revelation that Peter got, much later in his life. It took him years, man. He went back fishing in John 21 and didn't catch fish again. He never really got it, but he still preached. Why? Because Jesus knew his condition before he called him. I don't think there's anything more important than this to teach you about the grace of God and the life of faith. Is that God's decision predated your dysfunction? He knew Peter was a cussing mess when he got in the boat. He knew he was an impulsive idiot when he got in the boat. He knew you were predisposed to these emotions when he got in your boat, when he came in your heart. He saved you by grace. I just want you to know that, because where it starts determines where it stops. And if God's purpose for your life stopped with your last bad decision, it'd be over for all of us. For all of us. But Peter said something later in his life that I think he learned in that boat. And this scripture came to me right before I came out. It was the last thing God gave me, and it's the last thing I want to show you. He said in 2 Peter, you know, he went on to write some of the Bible. That's pretty cool that God picked him as an author of the Word of God while he was cleaning empty nets. We get so arrogant and we get so crazy that we think something we brought to God drew him to us. No, no. He chose you before all that, before the achievement. Put all those trophies back in the basement. God doesn't need any of that. God doesn't need any of that. And I didn't even know where this scripture was, but it said, I had to look it up. It said, no prophecy had ever had its origin in human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That's powerful all in itself, that no prophecy has ever had its origin. It doesn't start with the human will. It didn't start when they left their boats. It started when Jesus stepped in. And the momentum of that decision can carry you through any season of your life, any failure, any setback, any shame. I'm saying anything you can name. He took it all to the cross, buried it all in the grave. And there's a resurrection that can happen if you realize that no prophecy ever had its origin in the human will. The way I saw it, and I had to set this up last minute, so y'all pray it works. Bring me that little road case. I asked them, do you have anything that I can show the people? And I want you to get this wherever you are in the world. Everybody say momentum, 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 momentum. You've been praying for that in your life. You have been very, very stuck and frustrated and disappointment and in a state of disappointment this year. And the truth is, some of us are drowning in it. We're drowning in it. We fished all night. We fished all year. We've caught nothing. Nothing's changing. Now, I just said, give me something heavy on the stage so I can leave them with an image, because I know how you are. You're like I am, and we'll forget everything. But sometimes if we see it, we can get it. It hit me. I need somebody who's not very strong to come here real quick. And you'll have to identify yourself. I'm certainly not going to point at you. And I mean, I need you to be real weak. I mean, like, you really aren't strong. Is she really not strong? I mean, I don't mean her character. I mean, just, yeah, just her. So who is it? Who's the weakest person in this section? I need the weakest. I wish you were all here so I could do a whole poll. Who is the weakest person in the room? Physically weakest person in the room. Is it you? Like, for real? Okay, come here, overalls. And you got to hurry because this is winding down. Now, everybody in the room, stand up. I'm going to show you this. And I need you to just follow my instructions. Just follow. Everybody say follow. So thank you for volunteering. I chose you because you said you were weak. I chose you because I said, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Remember how it went? Catch a tiger by the toe? If he hollers, I could change. I could make a whole Christian song out of it, you know. If he sins, I won't let go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I could do all this stuff. This is what I do. And remember how we'd say, my mama told me to pick the very best one. And I know this is so simple and so silly, but sometimes it's the shallow stuff that sticks with us. It was like, how did he pick Peter? And I heard, my father told me to pick the very worst one, the weakest one, the most impulsive one. And he got in that boat. And that gave me hope, because I make dumb decisions. So it's not my decision and my good decisions that I'm putting my faith in. Not as a pastor, not as a parent, not as a husband, not as a man. His decision. Give that one good push. All you're allowed to do is push it as hard as you can with one push. Don't keep your hands on it. 3, 2, 1. Who's the strongest person in the room? Who's the strongest person in the room? I mean, the strongest person in the room. I mean, the strongest person in the room. I mean, who's the strongest person in the chat? Somebody give me a flex emoji in the chat. Come on. Who's the strongest person? I need the strongest person in the room. I'm gonna have to select somebody if somebody doesn't volunteer. In fact, give me three strong people. Notice I didn't just say men. I am very, very politically correct, y'all. I don't want to offend anybody. Who's the strongest? Give me the three strongest people. You're coming. They're all pointing at you. You, they're all coming. I know you got flowers on your shirt, but they said you're strong. Come on, man. Let's go. I need one more. Bernie, are you coming? Who else is coming? Strongest guy in the room. Yeah, he is. Come on. All three of you. Come on up. And I wanted to remind you of this. Y'all start clapping because this is about to hit you. Line up. When I say three, all on one side, I want you to push it as hard as you can with one push. You don't get to lock out. You don't get to do anything. But I just want them to realize you can be there for a backup in case we do it. But I heard the scripture say, at the water's edge was a boat. And I was thinking about all my dumb decisions and how prophecy and the word of God over your life doesn't originate with the will of man. And I was thinking about the momentum of the decision. So what I thought about is how far it goes depends upon how strong you are when you start it. So on three, 1, 2, 3, push it. Look at that. Catch it. Oh, look at that. And it's all right, because I wanted it to fall. And it's all right, because I planned for it to crash. And it's all right, because I set it up for the illustration. And I knew it would fall when I called them. And I knew it would break when I chose it. And I knew what was in it when they pushed it. So the question is, who started this? Who brought you into the earth? Who chose who? I don't think you chose Jesus. I think he got in your boat a long time ago. If I'm the one pushing it, no offense. If it's Peter's decision, if it's Peter's prophecy, if it's human will, it stops when I sin. But if you understand that no prophecy, no word God spoke over your life, no assignment he gave you, nothing he put you to do, started with you, I hear the Lord saying, the momentum is not based in your decision. It's based in his.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.